Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have an issue with the website being down. And it's not my internet because I actually have, I'm streaming something online, actually watching something. So this has happened before, and the last time Google said we weren't following practices or whatever stupid comment they made. And this website I've had for, I don't know, entire 40 years, but a very long time. And we don't change it except for to remove things that are no longer available and add new things. So, again, this is the second time this website's been down, and I'm just trying to figure out who to contact to find out what in the heck is wrong with Google.
Okay, so I just want to find the correct account right now as well. Just to confirm a few things with you, right? The website is down, but are you referring to the Google Business Profile, or would it be your website?
Website.
Okay, perfect. Can you go ahead and confirm your address for me, please?
1343 Old County Road, Belmont, California, 94002. Shalette is my contact person for Google Ads.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me just a moment. Okay, so I do show a website here for you. It is currently up, which is the only one I see on file. Can you just give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
Okay. So the website that I currently show is alive, but it looks like it would be your website that you brought in. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, I just went online, again, refreshed the browser, and I'm using Google Gold or whatever. The site is back up again.
Okay.
I received notice from one of some, I don't know where it came from, but a notice that and that's how I knew that our website was down. And so is there any way on your end you can tell me what happened, why it was down?
I'm actually trying to confirm as well, because it looks like somebody else is hosting your website, right? Maybe the person that created the website?
I sent him off an email, and about 2 weeks ago, we're putting back pages. For some apparent reason, pages were just disappearing. So I don't know if you guys are seeing issues with Google or not, but yeah, we're having kind of issues with Google. You know, like I said, even Shalette, you know, our Local Splash rep, said they noticed it, that it was down, and a lot of other accounts like ours was down, I don't remember exactly, you know, a few months ago, and then, you know, it got back up. And so we've been kind of noticing mysterious issues, like missing pages, and then, like, today it went down. I don't know exactly how long it was down. I just, you know, I was checking something on my thing, and I got a notice in my email account, and it went down. I checked, yes. And so I've been on hold for probably, 15 minutes, waiting for you guys on it. And then when you said it just was up, I just checked it is. So apparently there's something going on with Google, and I need to know what it is and how to fix it.
Okay, well, the website, it should be monitored by the person that's hosting it. I'm actually trying to see, do you remember when you purchased the website, or is somebody hosting it for you?
Yeah, I mean, we took care of this. I have one of my guys take care of that. He used to be one of our installers, but he went to school. Now he does websites and so on and so forth. So
okay.
I sent him off an email
regarding
before I called you. Yeah, before
okay.
I called you guys.
Okay, because it looks like he did fix the issue. Hopefully he did get to go over the email and make sure the website is up and running, because unfortunately we don't have access to your website. So we're just promoting the website and, of course, making sure that you're listed on all the directories that we can find. So for the website, it would be an issue that you would have to speak with him regarding that.
Yeah, no, I know that. And the last time, he couldn't figure out either what the heck, why Google did what they did, because there's nothing, you know, as they say, do not follow the rules or whatever stupid Google game is being played. And it's the same website. It's the same website I had for 30 years. And so, you know, again, it's trying to figure out, he couldn't figure out, you know, the site went back up, no explanation whatsoever. And so, Shalette told me that you guys had some issues with a lot of other accounts site being down, you know, for over 24 hours. And you guys couldn't come up with an answer either, so.
I believe the one that you're talking about would be the Google Business Profile. Because I do remember a few months back where Google had an actual problem, and it eliminated a lot of the Google Business Profiles. But we were able to have them reinstated, right? Some of them did take a little bit longer than expected, but they're all up and running. So when you have an issue with the Google Business Profile, yes, definitely let us know, because it is very important to keep that updated, right? As you mentioned, if anything breaks their Google's policy, they will remove the Google Business Profile, but we'll make sure to have it placed back up as soon as possible, right? Even if we need to make changes. But for your website, that would definitely be a complete different issue. It would be more technical, which would be with the person that is hosting that. If you ever need
to create
a website.
We don't need to redo the website. I'm just saying my company did not exist, a few months back, as what you stated, because it took everything down. And it was, as Shalette said, it was, you know, a Google issue, and, you know, couldn't figure that out. So that's why I called today, thinking it was
the same problem. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So the good news is right now everything is showing, right? But I'll definitely try to see if our tech team can look into it. But unfortunately, I would always advise, right, to make sure you get a hold of the person that has the website. Because as of right now, everything is looking good. So I wish I could have seen how everything was showing, right, when you were seeing that it wasn't. Because it would be something great if in the future you can maybe take down the error code, right? Or possibly.
Well, I can tell you what it came up with. Yeah, it said, the first code, it said 501 bad gateway. The second one, it said at a different time, this site cannot be reached. Those are the two items that popped up when I was trying to get into, site. So those are the two items. Again, I don't know what 502 bad gateway means.
No, we understand. So I would definitely recommend to see if the your actual person that hosts your website could give you an update regarding that. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't have too much information regarding the actual issue when the website is down. I know that we can help you if we had access to it, but unfortunately we don't, right? So I do apologize. But, of course, please let us know if you need us to maybe help you out in the future with creating a website or anything else, okay?
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
No, thank you so much for your patience. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Bye. You too.